It's episode 13 of the Club Penguin podcast. Welcome to episode 13 of the Club Penguin podcast. I'm Peter.
And I'm Emilio, and we'll be your hosts for today. First, let's start off the show with a little bit of site news. Well, the blog was down for a bit, but now it is back up and running because we're on vacation, we didn't have access to the internet, so we couldn't fix the blog for a while. But never fear, it is back up and ready to go. We will be releasing a few more posts there soon. Also, we added a chat section to our site where you can actually chat to us. If we are online on AIM, we have a chat widget right there from the chat portion of our site. And you can also send out shoutouts. There's a shoutout box right there where it's basically like a big comments box where everyone can see what everyone else said. And it's basically a great place. You can communicate with other Club Penguin people. And if you want to, you can chat with us if you have any questions about Club Penguin or you want to meet us on Club Penguin. Or maybe even talk about the podcast. Go to our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and up in the page bar, you will see the chat. Just click that, and it'll take you to the chat part of our site.
Thank you for your generous support on clicking the ads on our site. Please keep on clicking so we can have more shows. Let's get into the news.
Well, Club Penguin Improvement Project has finally come to a close, and with all these new updates, Club Penguin is finally a great new environment to play in.
The new mail update is pretty cool, too. I mean, you can check your own mail with, like, a whole desktop of things. You've got, like, your new message, trash, we can throw the mail messages away, or just ignore them, or reply.
Yeah, your friends can send you messages, and even your Puffles, if you abandon them, or if they need more of something, like to be walked more, or fed more, they will send you a postcard saying, feed me. So that's a handy reminder instead of going to your igloo and find that your Puffle is half dead.
The downside of this update is that you still can't send personal messages and like write like, oh, how's it doing, or just stuff like that. You still have to send like nice igloo party or come to my house or stuff. And you can't attach like coins to your messages, like send people money or send them an item.
And the final downside is you cannot send one invitation to multiple people at once. And one more update is to your igloo. There is a whole new format of designing your igloo with categorized areas. It's kind of an update to the already categorized areas, but things are smaller, more compact, more organized. And there's now a save button on your igloo because before, sometimes you'd be able to walk out of your igloo right as you were doing it, and then you would come back and it wouldn't be saved. Your igloo would be back to its normal shape. That got annoying. And now your igloo has an actual background. You can see what's behind your igloo. You'll just see basically trees and snow. It's a bit better than just looking at the white background. And now when you go to choose members' igloos on the map, it's an actual landscape filled out with igloos that you can pick and choose from.
Well, as Emilio just explained, you can now arrange your igloo really well. You can also do the same with your clothing. Before CPIP, you had to go digging through all your clothing just to find one piece, but now it's all organized just for you.
Well, at the bottom of your Club Penguin inventory, when you open up your tab, all you see is your colors, but at the very bottom, there's kind of a circular button, and you can click that, and you have your arrangement of all your items.
Yeah, I mean, before you had to go searching for your hats and everything, now if you want a hat to put on, you just click on it, go straight to your hats. If you want a t-shirt, go straight to that. It's a really good idea, and Club Penguin definitely needed it.
There are many categories, like body items, head items, face items, shoes, all completely customizable, even your pins, so now you don't have to go searching through tons and tons of pages. This is great for long-term members like me and Peter, who have been on Club Penguin for years, and we've bought hundreds of articles of clothing, and now there's a way to organize them all.
Yeah, I mean, we've got tons of hats, clothes, and if you wanted to, like, bring, since we've been on for so long, if you wanted to bring back an old item to, like, show off, you know, to show that you're a long-time member, you had to go digging, like, in all sorts of stuff. So it's just a helpful thing.
And on a side note, your secret agent cell phone is not in your player card anymore. It's actually right above your map in the left-hand corner of your screen.
A new improvement on this Club Penguin is also the new suggested server. When you first log in, you usually have to go through a bunch of servers, and it's really annoying because you have to find if your buddy's on it. I mean, there's tons of servers, but now it has suggested ones, and it picks the best ones that are easiest to go on, either least amount of people, and your buddies are on the top one.
And it's really intuitive, so if it knows that you've been visiting Australia a lot because you live in Australia, it will, in that case, just suggest Australian servers. Also, you can now have more than 100 buddies, and if your buddy logs into another server in Club Penguin, a little alert will come up over your buddy's smiley face, or even if they log into your server, that they're on Club Penguin and you can switch their server. That's another great improvement because I never know if my buddies are on or not. Well, this entire summer in Club Penguin has all been music-themed. There was a music-themed clothing catalog, a music-themed furniture catalog, and now the Music Jam Party. I know you're expecting us to play all the songs of the Music Jam Party at the end of the show, but we released a new episode right before this of all the songs of the Music Jam Party. It's one episode back, and it's called Special Music Jam Episode. First, let's begin with the actual lowdown of the party. Basically, almost in every room in Club Penguin, there's a stage. And if you stepped on that stage, it would start music, or if another penguin was on that stage, it would start music.
My favorite room in the party was definitely the dock. I mean, usually the dock is just this bland kind of place with nothing much to do, but they really spoofed it up. They had this huge stage with like a piano in the back, drums on the right, a guitar on the left, and a backstage pass, which was really cool for the members.
You could buy the backstage pass at a shack, which actually sold t-shirts and the backstage pass, only members only though, so members could only get to the backstage area, but there was a whole new catalog in the backstage with all the instruments and even a completely new instrument, a bass guitar, which I found really cool. It was this nice, cool blue guitar. My favorite area in the party was actually the Jamaican stage down by the cove. They even had a new free item.
Yeah, the free item was the maracas. They used to have those for members only, but it's really cool that they brought them back because now everyone, since it was a free item, everyone could get it. Another cool part about the party was the orchestra area. It looked like the Hollywood Bowl almost because it had like a Hollywood Bowl type of look with seats and stuff. And it was just really cool how they've taken some things from life and put it in the Club Penguin. I really like that.
Even the colors would change there, and you would have to step on the stage to start the music. It was more of a classical state. Other cool aspects of the party included a floor piano in the underground pool. If anyone was stepping on it, it would make a noise like a piano, and there was a switch on the side with one penguin or multiple penguins. One penguin would be only the keys you would touch, you'd be able to hear, and if you flipped the multiple penguin switch, you'd hear what all the other penguins were hitting. Also, there was a big stage at the dock which changes music every day, and icicles that sound like xylophones if you run your mouse over them. That was in the underground, and there were giant instruments in the dojo.
Another free item was the gray Music Jam t-shirt. Just cool free item, you know, nothing special, just a good feature.
And along with the party, a new game was released that is here to stay in the nightclub. It is called the DJ 3K.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty simple game, actually. You think it's going to be some crazy game, has a cool light, neon lights to it. But it's pretty much you press buttons and get coins. I mean, we have no idea really what's it for, but and it's kind of fun. You know, you can make your own beat and you get coins.
There is a basic way to the game. There are buttons on the side, 1 through 6, that have different beats, and then tape players all have different songs in them. So you can mix songs, and then there are red buttons on the sides with sounds, and hitting the records mixes the two audio tracks, like just shaking the record. I don't know how you would be able to get coins, but at the very end of it, you get about as enough coins to feed your Puffle. So it is a pretty nifty game. It's kind of like Puffle Roundup or those small little games around Club Penguin like ice hockey. Now there's finally something to do in the nightclub when you're bored.
This Friday, Rockhopper came back into Club Penguin, and he brought a pretty good loot with him. He started out by having the free item of brown boots. Pretty cool, you know.
This brings the total up to 3 non-member shoes in Club Penguin. So now you have a pretty good selection for you non-members.
There's also the Rock Harbor Portrait. You know, all Rock Harbor stuff is pretty good. 10,100 coins. The Wall Net. I don't know about that. It kind of is weird. The Lifeboat. These are all furniture items, by the way. 360 coins. And the Steering Wheel, which is pretty cool. 300 coins.
He brought back the Steering Wheel from another catalog, and I do think the Lifeboat would be a great new addition if you're trying to have a seaworthy igloo.
If you click on the Steering Wheel, then you get a secret item of a life ring. Just a cool little item, little secret.
We haven't tested if this is a piece of furniture or you wear it, so if you could tell us, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Your emails are greatly appreciated. A lot of new Rock Hopper things Rock Hopper brought back. One of them is the new paper boat scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You just go around town looking for paper boats. They were all different places. There was one on top of the gift shop, one by the lighthouse at the beach, one in the pet shop near the food.
Another one is underneath the dock, the physical dock in the dock. Another one is floating in the window at the pool. There's one at the coffee shop. There's one by the iceberg floating near Aqua Grabber. There's one at the cove in the very corner. One at the mine shack, and that is all of them. It's basically like the Easter egg hunt. But at the very end, you get two new great things. Firstly, Rock Hopper, when his ship sunk, he went back to Rock Hopper Island and he drew up plans of a new pirate boat for himself, but we rebuilt one for him, so he didn't need it. But now he's making it an igloo. I definitely think this would be the great igloo for you who are obsessed with Rock Hopper, like to make seaworthy igloos. And by the plans, it looks like this could be a two-story igloo.
Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting for the two-story igloo. There is a double split. It has three stairs. This one looks like 10 or 15. So definitely will be cool, and I hope it does come out.
And also, there's one more new thing that it gives you when you get all the paper boats. It is a...
It's a blueprint's black background, just a little background, and kind of showing what the igloo could look like pretty soon.
We have no idea on what date the igloo would be coming out, but hopefully it is really soon in the next few weeks, because if it is a two-story igloo, I will buy it for myself, because I've been wanting an igloo with two stories. Maybe have one dance area and a living area top.
Let's get into the reviews.
That noise you just heard was actually the applause sound from the new music jam party. Anywhere you were in Club Penguin, in the corner of your screen there was an applause sign. If you just clicked that, it would make that sound. So, now into the reviews. There is a new play, and it is kind of a bring back of Team Blue's rally debut, except it's a bit modified. What do you think about it, Peter?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a basketball game, but really it's a...
dodgeball game. Now it's instead of like all the mascots fighting, there's only the two mooses, and it's for the red or the blue team.
Yeah, if you throw a snowball, it turns into a dodgeball, and you can actually get points and stuff. It's almost like when they had the hockey game, where you could actually score and stuff. That was really cool, because it was actually in a game that actually worked, but this time it's dodgeball.
And to bring up the new catalog, there is no more mascots, just the moose, but there is a few new cheerleading items, and there is also a new gym background. Other than that, involving sports, there is going to be a new party coming up soon.
And since it's the Olympics in the world right now, it's going to be the Penguin Olympics. Really cool.
They're called the Penguin Games. I think it'd be kind of copyright infringement if they used the Olympics, but they are coming August 22nd. I'm imagining it's kind of going to be like the sports party, and there's going to be Rory and Rookie giving inside news in the newspaper in the next few weeks about the games.
It should be pretty cool, and I can't wait.
It probably will be a repeat of the sports party with the hockey, but I'd like to see how they're able to pull off baseball and soccer. Maybe the hockey rink will actually become a soccer rink. That I would actually like to see over hockey. Along with this music-themed summer in Club Penguin, there is now a music-themed furniture.
Yeah. There's the wall speaker.
They brought that back from the old catalogs.
There's the disco ball, which is a new thing. A harp, also new. The band stage, which kind of looks like a table of wood, not that great. and a music stand. Also, there's music notes.
Which paint your walls in your igloo. And the secrets in this would be...
Well, there's in the upright piano, if you click on that, there's a guitar stand. And if you click on the palm tree, it comes out with a flower planter. That used to be in the catalog. If you click on the coffee plant, you get the vegetable garden, which is 200 coins.
The new pin is a treble clef, and it is at the pool. Continuing with the new music theme, there is now a new music theme clothing catalog.
Yeah, there. If you click on the Elvis suit, on the belt buckle, right?
Yeah.
You get the red Viking helmet.
And there is also a dazzle dress, which is kind of like a diva dress, for 600 coins. Very cool for girls. And there's an Elvis suit, which is really nice. They also brought the diver suit.
Yeah, it's 500 coins. If you click on the gauge, you get the diver's helmet. It's kind of a weird free item because you should be able to get the diver's helmet anyways, not for secret item, because it is the diver's suit. Then there's this beach sarong, which looks kind of cool.
And the blue flower flip-flops, one more new shoe for members. And the final secret would be in the tabards. If you click on the green one, the green puffle one, you get a woodman's hat. And in the new backgrounds, there is all new music-themed backgrounds. There's disco.
There's like these walking piano ones. There's music notes and a disco ball.
And back into the wig catalog now, there are a few new ones. There's a new one called The Messiness. And there's a... you can also buy a pink electric guitar in the new catalog. That's a new thing. And spiked stir cuffs. And a secret in the wig catalog, thanks to Mr. Cooley 88, who emailed us. If you click on the blue spikester, you will get the pink spikeette. And also he pointed out, sorry to you Australian people, I just mentioned that that cricket is just popular in England. He pointed out that cricket is also very popular in Australia.
The last secret is, if you click on the blue shirt, then you get the jade necklace.
And for some of you who don't know, we have a new contest that is going on, the Listener Art Contest. This has been going on for a few shows, but I imagine it's one of the most difficult of our contests since it does take a while to draw something by yourself and scan it on the computer or draw it on the computer.
Yeah, you pretty much just draw anything in Club Penguin, right?
Yeah.
Or any penguin, what you look like. And you can either use any, it doesn't matter, you can use any application to draw it. Just, you gotta scan it, like Emilio said, and send it to us somehow. Either take a screenshot or something like that.
So, here are the rules. You can basically use Photoshop or in Windows Paint or any other computer application to make it, or you can draw it yourself with pencils and scan it onto the computer and send it to our email, clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll be able to receive it. Now, there is a new prize. There will be a first and second place winner. The first place winner will get a Meet Us on Club Penguin. They'll get their listener art picture on the site. And the new thing is that they will get a 1 month of Club Penguin membership.
Yeah, it's a new thing we have. We got a gift card, and we'll actually give you scratch-off pin number on the back so you can get a free 1 month worth $5.95. Pretty good.
Yeah, and we'll just email you that number. If you win, that's what the first place winner will get. And the second place winner will get their picture on our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and they will get to meet us on Club Penguin. So remember, get your submissions up fast because the contest could end next show. Email it to us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. And if you didn't get the rules good enough here, visit our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and under the contest area, there will be the rules and an email us button to actually be able to send us your picture. Please click on the ads on our site near the contest area to support the show and to keep more of these contests coming so we can buy these membership cards for you. Let's get into listener emails. Well, Viper12345 gave us a bunch of secrets in the catalog. He gave us a bunch that we mentioned and one in the Puffle catalog. Click on the little brown blob below the green Puffle house and above the purple one to bring up the gray Puffle house. That's a new one.
Another rumor we got from was Camping 12345. He told us about the plays. He told us, and we learned that there's a switch of plays. There's an old play, then a new play, then old play, then a new play. A pattern that goes on. First there's a space play, then new play. 12 fish, then a new play. Superhero play, new play, and so on. It was a great rumor, and thanks a lot, Camping 12345.
And if you remember, the last time Rock Hopper visited, before he got his new ship back, he actually brought back a bunch of potted plants for members only for your igloo. And well, now it has actually grown into a pink flower that's actually sprouted a few feet above the plant. And I don't know what is going to happen to it, but it is a cool piece of furniture. It is really rare.
Yeah, I mean, these are cool furniture items where you have no idea what's going to happen. You first buy it and you think, oh, this is weird. But then it's just going to turn into a flower, and who knows what it could turn into.
Yeah, I'm sure Club Penguin will keep adding new things. Maybe one day it'll be an entire bush. And also, now if you go to Rockhopper's ship and you go to his headquarters, you can't play the treasure hunt game anymore. There's actually a bug going on with it, so hopefully they get that back up and running by the time you're listening to this. So don't hold us to that.
One of our listeners, Alex Curtis, gave us a good idea. He said on his email, you guys should have a party for your fans. And we thought, why not? You guys have been really loyal to us and helped us out on our site and continuing this podcast. So we're going to have an end-of-summer party on Club Penguin where we'll all meet together and have a good time. We'll pick out a server, pick out a world, and pick out a time so you can all meet on Club Penguin. We'll probably fill up the server, but it should be fun.
Okay, well, we have no details yet, but the thing is we're probably going to have them on the site first, on our blog or on our contest page, so make sure to check there weekly, because I'm sure it'll be out on the site way before we say it on the podcast, so you'll get ahead of news so you can plan. We'll be having to choose a very low server, so we won't probably be crashing the server, and it will be in one of Peter and I's igloos, whatever gets dressed up first. And remember, if you ever want to contact us, send us the submissions for contests, tell us glitches, tell us cheats, secrets in the catalogs, ask us questions, you can contact us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Also, everything that you heard on this podcast is on our blog with pictures and music, past episode, polls, all the contest info. All this you can find at clubpenguinpodcast.com. And now in our video section, along with the tutorials to every single mission that's come out in Club Penguin, and the submissions to all our contests and videos, there is now something called the Weekly Tour Guide. Thanks to DGO900 and Devin202 for making this weekly tour guide for us. The weekly tour guide is basically tour guides all around different parts of Club Penguin, how to use Club Penguin. This is great for all you new users of Club Penguin, and even you old users, you may find out something new. So that's going to be in our videos section. It's kind of stopped for a bit since there are some problems, but we will be getting a few new episodes in there soon. The weekly tour guide will be coming out, I think weekly, and it's in the video section of our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com. Please click on the ads near the videos to keep these great videos coming so we can continue posting them for new users on our site.
And please click on our ads.
They really help us support the show and keep the site running. We have to put a lot into this podcast and the site to keep it running, so we'd greatly appreciate it if you could visit our site and possibly click on our ads when we're there. They're all over the site. Just feel free. It really would help our show. We're really loving your support. And once again, our site is clubpenguinpodcast.com.
We're going to be playing bloopers at the end of the show because we cut all the music in the last episode.
So go to that special music jam episode if you want to hear any music from the past party. No music at the end of this episode today. So until next show, waddle on.